Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezia. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Corrales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jaster. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jaster. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Cepeda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Spezia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spezia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jaster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio juggles the ball. That's an error on Spezio. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Flood reaches second base with a double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flood moves to third. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Shannon reaches second base with a double. Flood scores. It's 1 to nothing, Cardinals. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Brown reaches second base with a double. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell is walked intentionally. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jaster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Corrales is 0 for 1 in the game. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaster is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Ron Pitch now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Flood is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Flood hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Santo. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brock scores. Flood moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cardinals, 2, Cubs, 2. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley is called out on strikes. 1 out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. 2 outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Ellsworth moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-2 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maxville is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxville hits a line drive towards short. Campbell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Corrales is 0-for-2 in the game. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on pitch. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Shannon. Brown reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. Hundley moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell is walked intentionally. Hal Woodshick now pitching. John Bacabella pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Hans now pitching. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Hal Woodshick. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Julian Javier. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Francona reaches second base with a double. Bob Gibson pinch runs for Tito Francona. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to third. 2 outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flood is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Briles now pitching. Tim McCarver now catching. Jerry Buchek now playing second base. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Spezio. Phillips moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive towards first. Cepeda catches it and throws to second to double up Phillips. 2 outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Al Jackson pinch runs for Orlando Cepeda. Mike Shannon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Shannon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio is 0 for 3 in the game. Spezio strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Savage pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.